This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. It was just weeks ago that people were gasping at a $1 billion sale price for the Los Angeles Clippers. That was double the previous record for an NBA franchise. Now there's word former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer has signed an agreement to buy the team for $2 billion. The expected deal comes after the NBA said it would force the sale of the team after current owner Donald Sterling made racist remarks in a recorded call. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports getting one of the world's richest people to replace Sterling is a big win for the NBA.
There's a photo making the rounds this morning of Steve Ballmer at a playoff game earlier this month with NBA Commissioner Adam Silver in his ear. Wharton Business School professor Kenneth Shropshire says it's easy to imagine Silver making his pitch to Ballmer right then.
If you think about the kinds of people you would speak to, Ballmer would certainly be on your list of people to court.
That's because Ballmer's worth $20 billion, making him one of the richest people on the planet. Only someone like that can afford to pay a record $2 billion for an NBA team, a deal the league hopes is sweet enough to discourage Sterling from tying up the sale in court. Going forward, Emory University's Mike Lewis says the NBA would be psyched to have a deep-pocketed guy own the Clippers.
You know, they're sort of the New York Mets or the Chicago White Sox, right? I mean, they're the second team in that city. I think it's really attractive to the league to essentially let them have two really strong franchises in a major city like L.A.
Disposing of Sterling and the Clippers going deep into the playoffs? For NBA owners, that would be fantastic. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.